people would be surprised, I think, to find out that usually 70 to 80% of the time our bills pass with bipartisan support. They read about those contentious issues that are more partisan, but a lot of the legislation that I've worked on has been bipartisan. You know, most recently last year when we had what I regard as one of the greatest challenges of the legislature, responding in a thoughtful way to the tragedy at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown. We put together a bipartisan process, and at the end of that, we had very substantive legislation after five public hearings that passed with the support of the leadership of the Democratic and the Republican Party.
Talking about those controversial issues that get passed in response to a crisis, very often we find that the legislature passes legislation and everyone chairs it, and then the next year you've got to come and revise it. You've got to come back to it. And it's as if, you know, it was a knee-jerk reaction, but now with more reflection, it's got to be refined. For instance, when you first came into the legislature, tough on crime was really big. Now, towards the end of your term here, you're rolling back a lot of those things.
That is a great point, and I think that's an excellent example. Back in the 90s, there was this movement of throw everybody into jail, even for lesser crimes, which in hindsight are better treated in different ways than long jail sentences. And we paid a price, not just in Connecticut, but across the country.
You were very active in a lot of environmental laws that were passed in Connecticut, especially to do with pollution and the power plants. We had a number of coal-fired power plants in Connecticut. They're all shut down, pretty much all of them now. And that was a direct result of legislation that you pushed through. Could you just tell us about your environmental record?
Right. Well, you know, we did the research. We found out the destructive consequences of sulfur dioxide in the atmosphere and the particles that can become embedded in people's lungs. We talked about the urban pollution and actually a really unfair policy in terms of concentrating plants that spew out pollution in urban centers to the detriment of the men and women and children who live in those communities. We were also very concerned about mercury. Mercury in emissions, both in the air and in the water. And all of these were coming into our environment primarily through coal burning.
How do you feel, you know, now that you're leaving this behind?
It's mixed feelings. It really is, because I love the legislative process. It can be partisan and bipartisan at different times, but I think it's at its best when it combines thoughtfulness and passion.
Any regrets?
Not really. You know, I am at the core of it an optimistic person, and I feel that, you know, as a state, we can have steps forward and steps backward. But overall, I look back at my career, and I just feel very fortunate to have had the chance to represent the people of northeastern Connecticut and the people of the state of Connecticut.
Well, Senator Williams, thank you so much.
Thank you.